Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy Monday. It's your girl, Teresa Murphy. Welcome to Motivate My Life Radio. Thank you guys for tuning in this Monday morning. I hope everyone's morning is going fabulous so far. Guys, you know, you guys hear me say this all the time on the show, how Mondays are like that high adrenaline rush for me because I look forward to so many things that will be going on for the week and goals that I wrote down on Sunday that I'm looking forward to achieving for the week, for the month, for the quarter. And also, I am doing this Lent thing, guys. So, yeah, say a prayer for me. I am doing this Lent thing, and I'm going to see if I can challenge myself on what it is that I decided to give up for the next 46 days. So I chose to give up meat, and yes, guys, now the thing about this meat part is I absolutely love me some steaks. So I love ribeyes, and that's like the only red meat that I do eat. It's going to be somewhat of a challenge for me to basically give up having a steak with my sweet potato, having a steak with my asparagus or my broccoli. So anyways, I'm going to pray every day and to get me through this fast. And also the other thing that I gave up, guys, was social media. Now, I know some folks like, how are you going to give up social media with all the businesses that you have? So I do have a social media manager. She is going to manage my social media for the next 40 days so I can get through not being on social media, guys. So, again, you know, those are the two things I'm giving up for Lent. And I actually was going to give up wine, but, guys, I thought about that. I was like, oh, okay, now you have to work with me on this one. So I just decided to give up the social media and also to give up and I won't even say red meat. I'm going to say steaks because that's basically the only red meat that I do eat. I don't eat anything else outside of that. And we'll give up meat in general. So I'm going to be eating shrimp and salmon. And thank goodness I am a seafood person. So I absolutely do love seafood. So I think that that part may work in my favor. So anyway, guys, go back and revise and see what it is that you're giving up for Lent and what you're giving up for the fast. And you'll be amazed at what you can accomplish and what you can actually get through when you put your mind to it. So I know some folks like 40 days, 46 days, that's a long time, but I promise you, you'll be amazed at what you can actually accomplish. I mean, it's almost like you challenging yourself in business and anything else that you actually challenge yourself to do. It's kind of basically the same. So if you can do it, and I know that you can do it, pick one thing I always try to look at something that I was consistently doing. I was on social media a lot because of my businesses. But, I mean, let's be candid here, guys. You go on social media because you're not – I know with my Facebook pages, I can't get to my business pages without going through the personal page. So, come on, let's be candid. When you get on social media, you know, you're prone to peek at what's going on, or if you have that downtime or you're bored, you're prone to kind of see what everybody is up to for whatever that reason is. Right, guys? So I know I'm not the only one guilty of that. Joining us this morning on Motivate My Life Radio, we're going to have the doctor, the author, the pastor, a man of leadership talking to us this morning, Dr. Christopher Chappell, and he'll be joining us here shortly to talk about a lot of his successes and how he is a sought-out leader in his industry of what he wears so many hats, guys, far as being a business owner, being a pastor, being an author of three highly acclaimed books. And so he also does a lot in the community as well. And so in addition to being a pastor and a businessman, and he's a conference speaker, and he also does a lot in the community. We're going to talk to him a little bit about his book, particularly Living to Win, which is one of his most recent books that he recently released. So we can't wait to speak with Dr. Chapel. And, hey, we can probably use some of that motivation this morning to get our week started. Right, guys? So he'll be joining us soon. And before he actually joins us on the line, I did want to talk to you guys about it's goal setting time. Guys, it's goal setting time. So let's talk about right now really quickly. Get your pens out if you're at work. Get your pens out if you're in the car listening. Please don't do anything while you're driving. But you can come back later today if you need to. And I think I'll replay the show. But I want you guys right now to write down three goals that you are going to tackle, that you are going to achieve, whatever it is, and be specific. So, guys, for example, if you're going to write down, I'm going to lose 2 pounds this week, write down, I'm going to lose 2 pounds this week. Don't just say I'm going to lose weight this week. Say I'm going to lose 2 pounds. I'm going to lose 1 pound. If you're going to write down, I'm going to get some legal stuff done with my business. Be specific. Are you going to get your articles of incorporation? You get your business license. Whatever it is, be specific. Write down three specific goals, and be sure to write them down. Be specific, and then execute a plan. Not tomorrow. Execute a plan today on how you're going to achieve them. Every day, work towards achieving that goal. Because the only way to be successful in anything, you have to be consistent. So consistency is a key. It's a key in being for anything that you do, including business. Okay. So again, joining us shortly on the line will be Dr. Chapel, and I will have him come on shortly. In the meantime, I am actually writing down my goals with you guys. So we're going to do this as a group. Yeah, I did actually write down some yesterday. I normally write down my things on Sunday, but because we're going to do this as a group, I'm going to go ahead and write down some of my goals again that I want to achieve this week as well. I'll just kind of add some things to some of the things I already have written down. Okay, guys, so we can tackle this together. Guys, I got a lot going on, you know, with the Lent and all and so forth. So, guys, you know, stop assuming. You know, stop worrying about what other folks are doing. You know, stay focused on you. Stay focused and surrounding yourself with like-minded folks. Stay focused with hanging around those people or being in the company of those folks that are doing a lot of the things that you want to do, but they're successful at doing a lot of the things that you want to do. You know, don't just go get empowered. Do something with the information. And when you are going to, you know, get empowered, or you're talking to certain people, you're going to certain events, make sure it's something that you can get some value from. You don't want to waste a lot of time just going from one event to the next or talking to a numerous of different folks about what it is that you want to achieve. And again, you still do nothing with the information, because you, at the end of the day, are going to have to work. Faith without works, God is dead, right? So you're going to have to do the work. So it doesn't matter how many folks you talk to on a day-to-day basis. It doesn't matter how many events you attend. You are going to have to do the work. So no, faith without works is dead. So don't get so hype and so much of the information and so much of someone else's success that you forget to go and execute your own plan, because we all are guilty in having these business meetings and these lunch meetings and these dinner meetings. And then, you know, we get hyped about somebody else's success, and then we get home and we do absolutely nothing with the information but continuously scroll and follow folks on social media and see what they're doing and how they did it. Do something with the information and utilize your time wisely. Guys, I am a strategist for and a coach for transitioning women from corporate America to entrepreneurship. And, you know, there are some steps involved in how you and why and how you should do that. So before you decide to jump out there on a leap of faith and quit your job, I definitely would not advise that to anyone, because you want to have a plan. I know folks tell me all the time, because you guys, if you've been listening to my show, a lot of you guys know that I did it. I leaped out on faith. And so I don't recommend it. And it's not because you can't succeed. It's because you want to have a plan, right? Sometimes life is a little simpler if you have a plan. And, you know, so my situation, again, it was rare. It was a little bit different. So you don't want to definitely kind of just leave your job, particularly if you got bills to pay, as we all do as adults, probably got some bills to pay, right? So don't go in and tell your boss and give him a pink slip without talking with someone who can help you with the steps that you need to execute the action of being able to leave your 9-to-5. And as good as it sounds and as great as it looks for everyone else, make sure that you do what you need to do to be able to transition from corporate America, because the goal when you leave corporate America is not to go back, right? So you should be doing some things right now with your business that once you execute that plan to leave, you very well won't have to go back. Now, there are cases where individuals do have to go back to a full-time job or for money reasons. But, guys, if you follow a particular guideline, if you work with a business coach, a business strategist, if you know someone that helps you achieve those goals, if you put the right steps in place, I promise you, you won't have to go back to corporate America. You can't sit on your money. You can't be cheap to yourself. You have to invest in yourself. So that's the key, and I think that's the reason why a lot of folks don't make it, you know, when they leave their corporate job and go jump out of their entrepreneurship. That's why a lot of folks have to go back to work, because they don't want to get up off money. But, guys, it's the money that you're investing in yourself. So you can't, guys, sit and hold your money that you need to help grow your business. If you're working your full-time job and you want to take that money and flip it into you, you're flipping it into you. So and if you don't believe in yourself enough, most of the time you're not going to spend the money, because 2 years, if you've had a business plan for 2 years and you are still stuck, you have not went to the next level with your business and you still are in the same position, guys, you're doing something wrong. Firstly, you have to invest not in yourself. You have to invest in other folks. You have to get a team. And I know a lot of people say, well, my business isn't making enough money for any overhead. But, guys, there's so many resources out here of you being able to get people to help you. Execute, 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 execute. So, in other words, you can't market by yourself. Now, there are a lot of great avenues that you can utilize when it comes to marketing. There's a lot of, you know, inexpensive ways. But, guys, that's a huge piece of your business. And if you're not willing to invest in marketing for your business, okay, you may not be ready for business. And that may be a lot of why you guys, some of you are spinning your wheels, a lot of why you guys, some of you guys had to go back to the office place. Take your money and use it and invest in yourself. If you know you're going to spend some money and it's going to get you whatever product or service that you may have, if you know that that's going to double or triple your customer base or your client base, why not invest in yourself? Stop and ask yourself, do you believe enough in yourself to invest in you? Because if you don't, you are going to continuously spin your wheels. And this I know, guys, because I get folks all the time that reach out to me and they need help because they went back to work 3 or 4 times. Guys, you don't have to do that. If you have a lucrative product and service, you've done your homework, you have brainstormed the industry, you know what's going on with your competitors, and you put the right folks in place, because you're going to need a team. Whether you go get an intern, you're going to need a team. That might be something else you may have to invest your money in. But invest your money to the bottom line, something that's going to grow the bottom line. So don't do a lot of talking. A lot of you guys like to talk, to hear yourself talk. You guys like to sit and I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do this. You know, you guys want to, you know, you got all these things going on in your mind of what you're going to do. When are you going to do it? So every week, if you're at a 9-to-5 and your goal is to leave the 9-to-5, every week you should be investing in your business doing something. And I'm not talking about just investing where you're sending out a product or you're doing your webinar or you're doing a shipping or whatever. I'm talking about investing in your business every week to help it grow to the next level. And if you're not working a 9-to-5 to grow your business, then you may be in that 9-to-5 and your business may be your side hustle. And again, that's a choice for some folks, right? So it's not necessary that everybody needs to go into full-time entrepreneurship. So, guys, that was just a nugget that I wanted to give you for today. I was actually waiting to see if Dr. Chappell was going to join us shortly so he can give us some morning inspiration and motivation this morning, because I don't know about you guys, but I definitely can use it this morning. So, as we wait for him to join us, and I gave you guys some business nuggets, I'm also, guys, I need to talk to you guys about one more thing. There are a couple of websites out there that you guys can, if you guys are looking for interns, and internship.com, you can get paid internships or non-paid internships, either or, if you guys are looking for interns. But guys, do your research and do your homework. No business can grow if you don't invest in it. I mean, that's what anything. Relationships can't even grow if you don't invest in it. So if a relationship can't grow if you don't invest in it, how is a business going to grow, right, without you investing in it? So internships.com, guys, is a great resource for you to hire those interns, paid or non-paid internships. You can post positions however you see fit for your business. Guys, you know, when I wrote the book, Success Doesn't Sleep, that's literally success doesn't sleep, right? You know, so you got to keep it moving, and you got to keep hustling. And then ask yourself, theoretically, are you ready for entrepreneurship? I mean, it's a lot of highs, it's a lot of lows. It's been, 10 years for me now for my business, and I started out as a HR a staffing company, so I ramped up on a lot of staffing clients. But guys, because I didn't do things in order and I didn't have a plan, you know, I encountered business failure, and I like to be as transparent as possible with you guys because it's important that you know that the success that I have achieved today is not always the success that I had maintained in the past. So I just want to let you guys know that, you know, it will come with failures. You just have to be ready to accept the failures as learning experiences and grow from them, and don't get stuck, because the longer you get stuck, the more you're hindering your growth. So internship.com, I'm trying to find some other websites for you guys out there. I'm not sure if you guys heard of Upwork, Upwork.com. They are another great resource. They have, freelancers out there that you can hire to work on specific project-specific. I like them as well because they are the liaison between you and the freelancer, so that's how you make your payments and so on and so forth. And you can kind of see what someone's work is about, and so on and so forth. So Upwork.com and internship, just to get you guys on your business. I actually do an entrepreneur training academy, and it's going to kick off again in the next 2 weeks. And actually, I link folks with investors. I work with some business investors, and whether it's small, medium, big, whatever, I work with some business investors, and they do, and that's what they do. They invest in businesses. So the Entrepreneur Training Academy, to learn more about that, you can go to TeresaMurphyInc.com, and all of the information will be there for you. It's the Entrepreneur Training Academy. And go to TeresaMurphyInc.com and click on services, and it'll talk about the different modules and as well as the date and time that the entrepreneurship will kick off. I'll give you a lot of great information if you're looking for someone to invest in your business. It's a great platform. Hop on. It's a three-day webinar. We're right now trying to tweak it and kind of get it down to 2 days. But, guys, it's very informative, and it's really helpful for aspiring entrepreneurs or new business owners that are still spinning their wheels. Because, guys, again, you have to relinquish some of the extra time that is not helping you achieve your goals. So that includes talking to people and getting all this information from folks. You're not doing anything with it. You need an actual blueprint, because what has worked for someone else may not very well work for you. So when you get this information, you have to design your own blueprint. And sometimes that may take for you to sit down with someone and be able to do so. And that's what I have done with the Entrepreneur Training Academy, as well as my book, Success Doesn't Sleep. It's a actual blueprint for entrepreneurs to jumpstart their business. And doesn't necessarily, it kind of is a list of all the things that you will need to start a business and to get you on the right track. But at the end of the day, as I tell you guys all the time, you have to do the work, right? Because faith without works is dead. Period. End of discussion, right? Okay. So, anyways, looks like we're going to talk with Dr. Chapel on our next show. Unfortunately, it looks like he may not be available today to join us for a conversation and Monday motivation. I hope that I have given you guys enough nuggets this morning to be able to jumpstart your week and also be able to accomplish a goal. One, two, three. There are three goals. We'll follow back up next Monday. It's your girl, Teresa Murphy. Thank you for tuning in to Motivate My Life Radio. And you guys, hey, have a great rest of the week on purpose.